Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello. Yes, hello, who's this?
Yes, thanks for getting connected to Visa Security Department. How can I help?
You called me, and I'm just wondering what has been purchased because I haven't purchased anything.
The reason behind this voicemail is to inform you, like today morning at 4 o'clock, the purchase has been made for eBay gift card. And the amount is $299.99. So could you please confirm me, like, you want to continue with the purchase or you want to cancel it?
I haven't purchased anything. What is it that is being purchased?
eBay gift card.
An eBay gift card?
Yes.
How's it being purchased? What's being used?
Okay, like maybe, ma'am, someone create a fake account under your name or your information, like your number, and they are trying to misuse your information for the illegal purpose, or they are trying to take your personal information, right? And so that is the reason you're directly getting a call from us, like you want to continue with the purchase or you want to cancel it?
No, I want to cancel it because I haven't purchased anything through eBay.
Yeah, yes. I can agree. So could you please confirm me, like, what kind of device you are using at the moment? Because first of all, we need to generate the cancellation ID for you to cancel it. So just confirm me, like, you want to continue with the purchase or you want to cancel it?
No, I want to cancel it because I haven't purchased anything.
All right. So in order to cancel the purchase, first of all, we need to generate the cancellation ID for you to cancel it. So could you please confirm me? Like, what kind of device are you using at the moment? It's an Android or it's an iPhone?
It's an Android.
All right. So do one thing, ma'am. First of all, put me on speaker first.
Pardon?
Put me on speaker and simply go to Play Store.
Why do I have to do that? I haven't purchased anything, so why should I be going into this?
Because, ma'am, we need to generate the cancellation ID for you to cancel it because this purchase is not made by you. So first of all, generate the cancellation ID for you to cancel the purchase. Then we need to investigate, like, who does the, like, who misuse your information for the illegal purpose, right? We are going to show you each and everything because someone tried to scam you. So we just try to protect you from this scam, right? Did you understand, ma'am?
Yes, I understand that.
Okay, so ma'am, simply go to Play Store.
Yep.
So are you on Play Store?
Yes.
Right. So look at the very top, you can see a search panel where you can search for apps and games.
Yes.
Right. So you need to type over there on a search panel, E for Echo.
I need to type what?
E as in Echo. D as in Bravo.
Yep.
A as in Alpha.
Yes.
Y as in Yankee.
Yes.
Then give a space.
Yep.
A as in Alpha.
Yes.
M for Nancy.
Yep.
Y for Yankee.
Yes.
D for Delta.
Desk. Yes.
Yes, any desk. Now, what did you type? Just confirm me.
eBay any desk.
Yes, now give a click on search.
Yep.
Now, what can you see on your screen? Just confirm me.
eBay shop, any desk, remote, desktop, eBay shop.
Give a click on any desk, remote, desktop.
Yep.
Now, what can you see on your screen?
Any desk, remote, desktop, install, any software.
Yep. Give a click on install.
Yep.
And when installing is done, do let me know, okay?
No worries. Yes, it's been downloaded.
Okay. And can you see any option like more apps and open?
No.
Okay. When installing is done, do let me know.
Yes, being installed.
Okay. Now, you can see any option like open?
Yep.
Give a click on open.
Yep.
Okay. Now, what can you see?
It just has a whole bunch of information.
Yeah. Give a click on okay.
Yep.
Again, give a click on OK.
Yep.
Now, can you see any tutorial or a flashing area?
Yes.
Just give a click on flashing area.
Yep.
Now, what can you see on your screen?
Just a whole bunch of information.
Yeah. Again, give a click on the flashing area.
Yep, I've done that.
Yeah, now what can you see?
Like a line with different types of icons.
Yeah. What can you see? What icon can you see?
Like little icons.
Okay, give a click on it.
Yep.
Now, what can you see on your screen?
It has like four boxes of different types of things to pick.
All right. Don't do anything, okay? Just leave the page as is it. Let me connect you to our secure server, right? Our senior technician will guide you better than me. Just hold on for a moment, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, just wait for a moment.
Thank you for holding the line. This is James. The call has been transferred to me for further help. How are you doing today, ma'am?
Thank you. I just want you to explain a bit further as to what's happening and why I'm having to do this when I haven't purchased anything.
Well, yes. Let me just try to make you understand actually what was happened to you. Before I just go further, could you please tell me one thing, that apart from you, dear, is there anyone else who have got access to your information and your banking information?
Well, this is the thing. I've had my flat broken into, and I believe some information has been taken from my flat because there's been a few things that have happened in regards to obviously my information being used when I haven't used it.
Okay. Well, at the moment, you are the victim of identity theft, and someone keep misusing your information and your banking information on eBay. What they are trying to do is they are keep trying to purchase some gift card in behalf of you without your prior knowledge and without your authorization. Apparently,
yep.
They have just charged you illegally around $299, which we have found fraudulent. And when we have started the investigation on it, we have found 25 hackers who are connected with